for $12,627, Jack and Janine Zakara seek a variance from the rear yard requirement for a proposed structure. Sections 115-34 and 115-183 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the southwest side of Falmouth Way within Coastal Club condominiums. The 911 address is 31339 Falmouth Way, Lewis. The zoning district is MRRPC. Tax parcel is District 334, MAP 11, parcel 394. They're seeking an 8-foot variance from the 20-foot rear yard for a proposed addition. We have 12 letters of support, 0 letters of opposition, and 2 mail return.
Mr. Sharp will swear you in.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Janine Zakara, 31339 Falmouth Way, Lewis, Delaware.
And Jack Zakara, 31339 Falmouth Way, Lewis, Delaware.
And do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Hi. Hi, everybody. We made application to our architectural review committee to put in a three-season room on the back of our property. We own a townhouse, which is,
that's Guilford looking down.
This is our townhouse.
With the red arrow.
The home, this is a very old photograph because we have a patio that extends out now in the back that the architectural review had approved. We currently want to put a three-season room.
Don't worry about it.
On half of the property in the back, where the indentation is to the end of where that patio is in the next home.
So it would extend no further out than our existing patio. We're not
the existing footprint.
We're not increasing our footprint on the property by an iota.
We wanted a three-season room for several reasons. One, to increase the value of our home. Also, my husband currently has, he had skin cancer and he has Parkinson's disease, which gives him some anxiety. And he is not really supposed to be out in the sun. He can't enjoy our pool unless he's under the tent. So we thought a three-season room would be best. Our neighbors next door have the exact same sunroom, and we do enjoy that. Furthermore, we have a letter from Dave Rotel, which we didn't get until very late. He said he's writing this email after a recent conversation with me regarding the construction of the sunroom at my property at 31339 Falmouth Way. He's the president of the New Seabury COA at Coastal Club. Myself and members of the board recently evaluated the sunroom request for their property based on the drawing provided and measurements we made in the back of the patio, and we see no issues with the distance of the sunroom from the house to their COA requirements. Final approval is always dependent on review and approval by the COA Club, Coastal Club ARC. One comment he wishes to make related to the patio that was built across from us, the Zakara unit, was that that patio was overbuilt by 5 feet and they made them take those 5 feet off, so that he believes maybe you have that information and that's why you're requiring the variance.
We checked with other sunroom owners and no one has ever been asked to file a variance of the people we spoke to. All done on the same sort of footprint, extending from the back of the house, which is uneven, but 15 foot from the bump out or 18 foot from the bedroom windows.
Right. So our neighbors, without exception, support our project, knowing that it will enhance the value. Many of them are looking to put a porch on their condominium as well.
We submitted pictures of
other,
not all, but many of the other sunrooms. that are on our property, and so that we're not changing the look and feel of the neighborhood. In fact, we're enhancing it.
And so we hope that you will consider and grant us the variance.
Does that complete your presentation?
Yes, I think it does.
Questions from the board?
So you say, is the patio lined up with neighbor's
yes,
patio?
Yes, because I can't work that.
Yes.
Our patio actually comes right this way, right now. It lines it totally up with this. Our sunroom would also line up with that end there and just be right here. Our neighbors have the flip side, and their patio, their, yes, thank you. Their sunroom is right here, and ours would be identical to their sunroom, as we loved their sunroom. It's a three-season room. It's got vinyl windows, and you have a picture of it in your packet, I believe. So it would be the exact same thing, flipped and flipped.
I guess my question is for the staff, maybe. How come these folks had to apply for a variance and their neighbors didn't?
I knew that was going to be your question, but yep, I didn't know that until I would have to research to see if it may just comply for one reason or another that
okay,
they don't have the advantage of, or
yeah,
wasn't permitted properly. Like, I'd have to do some research that I didn't have.
We measured this morning. We're 36 feet from the end of our patio where the sunroom would end to the neighbor's patio behind our house, 36 feet.
Are there any steps that are going to be protruding further out into this or to the side?
No.
No, nothing will go over there.
So you'll enter it through your house?
Right.
Yes.
So this little part here has a door that goes this way. So we'll enter the sunroom through this door here, and there'll be another door to exit onto our patio.
Without a step.
The other side. So this is going to be flush and just the vinyl windows.
Thank you. That answers my question.
Is your current patio raised or on the ground?
Flat, on the ground.
It's all, okay. Is your neighbor's patio also on the ground?
Correct.
Okay.
And we step down, there's a little step down from our door to our patio.
From our sunroom into the patio.
Into the patio.
Okay, so your townhouse is so low to the ground that you really wouldn't need steps.
No, we don't need steps.
Okay.
No, absolutely not.
Mr. Sharp, do you have any questions?
I do. First off, what is unique about your property? That's the fundamental first question that has to be met. What's different from your property, from your neighbors and everybody else?
It's identical to this property, except that it's a mirror image. There's nothing different from my property and her property.
Well, if you could go back, it's a little tough to hear. We have a mic over there. The fundamental question, the first question is mm-hmm. that there has to be some unique physical characteristic of the property that's creating an exceptional practical difficulty for you. The other part is, and this is one of the provisions of our code, is that this can't be a derogation, something that's just going to create others having to ask for the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And what I heard you testify was that your neighbors support it, your neighbors want to do the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Many of the neighbors who signed on to support us have no plans to do a patio or have already done one.
Well, patios are different. Patios are treated differently than the code.
Me. Right.
But having a sunroom addition,
right,
if, you know, this, particularly with townhouses, it has the potential to create a domino effect.
Right. I understand.
Yeah.
And, you know, we do sometimes get cases where there's a townhouse lot that is different, perhaps it's angled, but this one appears to be a rectangular lot of the same, at least in this grouping,
mm-hmm.
to be no different than lots 62, 63, 64, 65.
Right.
So
In my grouping, there's only one porch, one sunroom, and no one else that we know of has plans to do another sunroom. In the second grouping where I just said where we're flipped, no one there has plans to do a sunroom other than the neighbor that's directly opposite us. The people I was mentioning, there's two people on the other side, not even this strip here, there's another street on the other side, and they back up to a community of homes. And there's two people back behind there.
Are those lots larger lots, or are there houses smaller houses?
Those no. townhouses are identical to ours, because this whole strip is identical. The townhomes are identical. Their property, I believe those townhomes behind us that back up to the homes feel as though they need more privacy because the homes are next to them.
You mentioned sort of an exceptional need, and having discussed this with my neurologist, I'm not sure it's all that different than putting in a ramp for a wheelchair. In that, and I know, and she suggested that sunlight and fresh air would alleviate the physiological anxiety. It's not even psychological, it's physiological because of the loss of dopamine in my brain. And she knows that I do better in the summer, in the spring, in the fall, but not that fresh air and sunlight would be a great benefit to me. And I intend to, you know, my vision is sitting out there with the Sunday paper and a cup of coffee and enjoying the beauty of where we live. I would ask respectfully that be part of your consideration tonight.
Have you looked at one of the other considerations this board has is it has to be the minimum variance to afford relief. In other words, if you could build it in compliance or you could build it such that it would not need as large a variance, you're supposed to meet that requirement. Have you looked at a smaller sunroom?
We would. What would be the minimum?
Well, you've asked for an 8-foot variance. So,
Mr. Sharp, I'm not sure why we need the variance to begin with.
Well, the variance is needed because your setback from your rear yard is 20 feet, as I understand from Ms. Norwood earlier. So that what that means is that your patio is different. Patio is a ground-level structure that the county doesn't take into consideration in that regard. But when it comes to whether it's a dwelling, a deck, a porch, whatever, there's a setback requirement from your rear yard property line. And even if there's common area to the rear yard, your rear yard property line is your rear yard. So you can't build a structure within 20 feet of the rear property line. This structure is going to encroach into that 20-foot area by 8 feet. So that's why the variance is needed. Now, why your neighbor didn't need one, I don't know. Ms. Norwood hasn't researched that to see if they even came before the county to get proper permitting. Well, if they didn't,
they have permits.
Okay, and their lot may be different. I don't know the circumstances.
All the lots are the same. Every lot is the set. These are townhomes, 3-bedroom townhomes. They're all the same square footage. Some are interior, some are exterior units, but there's no difference in the houses or the size of the porches that have been built. And I would say, easily there's a half a dozen in our U. Of a community,
and many different sizes.
Are any of them smaller than the one you're proposing?
There are some.
Some that are, and some are not three seasons. And, some are just screened in.
And places. Some are larger.
Is there a reason why you didn't look at one of the smaller ones, or did you? I don't know.
Because we really would like to make it a kind of livable area, and. We had the getting all we knew was we needed to do X in order to get the approval of our homeowners association, and we complied completely and have their approval. And you know, David, who letter my wife read, came to us. We didn't ask him to do that. The sign went up in front of our house, and our neighbors have been knocking on the door saying, how can we help? It's an incredible community of people. We're a big part of it. We've saved up for 3 or 4 years to build this sunroom, and we're finally able to do it. And the variance came out of left field for us. And, you know, we're convinced we're adding to the value of the neighborhood, but also that we're in compliance with the current look and feel and tenor of our community.
I don't have any further questions at this time, Mr. Chairman.
Folks, have you applied for a building permit yet?
No.
We went when the day after we got approval from our homeowners association, our builder came to get a building permit, and that's when he was told that we would need a variance.
Okay. what you're proposing is an 18-foot deep three seasons room.
Yes.
And you're asking for an 8-foot variance. So in order to build in compliance without the variance, you would need a 10-foot deep porch, three seasons room. Does that all sound correct to you? My math there?
I guess so.
Yeah. Right. Would, because I certainly want to sympathize with your medical condition, would you be able to get the medical relief you need with the 10-foot deep three seasons room?
I'm not sure. It would lessen the amount of light and air that we would probably get in the room, but I honestly can't say. I also know that as soon as we got approval, we ordered furniture for a room that's now sitting in our garage. And it's a couch and a round table with four chairs. And thank God we didn't do anything beyond that. But I'm not sure we wouldn't be in trouble with the couch and some of the other furniture if the room was a lot smaller than we thought we had approval for.
Ms. Norwood, are we able to see if there's any other variances immediately around?
I did some looking. I don't see any other variances. The neighbor's sunroom is permitted and was granted a certificate of compliance. I'm not 100% sure that it could have just been an error. There's a sketch of something similar that the applicant has with their application, but that townhouse, the existing sunroom, is already at 22 feet from the line, and then that room extends further. So seems they would have needed a variance prior to. That was in 2018 for a 12 by 15.
People make errors, we're all human.
Right,
so.
But I didn't see any other, I went through that map and didn't see other variances in the community yet for that.
And you said that one was 12 by 18, or 12 by 15?
12 by 15.
Is it 12 foot deep or 15 feet deep, do you know?
Looks like 12 foot deep.
Okay, so 2 feet shorter than the one that these applicants had proposed.
Yeah. That's from the bump out, I guess. There's that bump out, so the other side's like 16 feet.
Right.
I was looking at the floor, the concrete slab.
And for the record, the Mr. Rotel is the president of the COA.
Yes, the Coastal Club, New Seabury COA.
The Condominium Association.
Owners.
Condominium Owners Association. Right. So the Coastal Club has freestanding homes and condominiums.
So according to the letter, mm-hmm. and for the record that. There would also have to be an approval by the Architectural Review Committee.
Which we have.
Which has been done. We have that approval with us if you need it.
Mr. Sharp, is there any, like if this were to be approved, could this be approved with a medical exception to avoid setting a precedent?
We have noted in some cases, one that comes to mind is a handicap ramp that may encroach, that this is considered a reasonable accommodation due to a medical situation. So we have done that in the past. Not something that comes up very often, though. I can recall there was a time we did something similar with a pool years ago.
You folks have stated that there's a half a dozen existing sunrooms in the development currently?
There are more on Guilford. There's two others on Guilford that are larger. But I believe that they didn't need a variance because they back up to the woods.
But we're not even sure about that.
Right. But as Mr. Sharp has said, rear line would be rear line.
Yeah, okay, but well, larger than the one we're building.
Understood.
Right.
33313, and pardon me, the other one's on Falmouth. It's 31253. And I didn't include them because they're not in our direct line.
Understood.
You had mentioned there were mosquito problems.
Yes. If you pull that back up, you'll notice that right next to our
we're there.
Right behind our townhome, there is a swale. That yellow line represents the swale. And there's a little patch, you can see it. It's kind of yellowed out. There's a big drain, and that is where all the water stays, and we have a lot of mosquitoes.
And the mornings, the sun doesn't really clear our backyard until late afternoon, from early morning through, and it really has made it unusable for me in particular, because of my skin cancer history.
Further questions from the board?
Folks, I read your letter from your neurologist, which mentions that he believes that a sun porch would be appropriate, but it doesn't mention anything about size or specifications or anything like that.
Right.
Did you ever discuss with your neurologist what size it should be?
No, okay. We did not. Only in that her advice was, and again, this was something I spoke to her about, and she offered to do a letter in the knowledge that the more fresh air I could get and the more I'm not locked in the house, so to speak, that it would alleviate my anxiety. I'm on a low-dose medication, and we don't want to go any higher than that because of the, you know, you get into that OxyContin effect kind of thing, and we want to stay.
We don't need to know specifics, you know, about your medical history.
Right.
I'm just trying to
I guess at that point we really are asking for reasonable accommodation.
I mean, if it would help, I would go down to 16 feet. I would change the dimensions. I don't know that I would go down to 10, but
I would so rather not, yeah.
But I would be reasonable about changing the dimensions.
The only thing there is it puts us back into a new design that we would have to have the builder submit and get reapproved.
Yeah, that would be the other thing. We have to go back to AARC.
We're 6 months behind where we thought we would be with this, and that's okay too. It's worth waiting for,
but it would be a reasonable expectation that a smaller size design would be approved by ARC if they approved the larger.
Reasonable.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
It's not a question
right.
of whether they would. It's a question of delay once more, and going back with additional monies.
The point that Mr. Sharp raised about precedent.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
I understand that.
When you look.
Understood. But.
Understood.
Okay.
It's a current picture in long term.
Mm-hmm.
Further questions?
There's also the one address she gave. There's a permit. Everything was signed off on that as well. I don't even know if I can ask this, but could it be something that we as the staff could do more review of what's going on in that section of Coastal Club and just make sure that
that would be up to the board. I mean,
yeah, I know it is.
We certainly would want to hear. If there's any persons here for or against, but you know, I know we've in the past asked for research on these other any sunrooms or three season rooms in the area. We'd certainly do that and leave it open for that, and certainly give the applicants an opportunity to chime in on any research that you may uncover. Or
I think that would be helpful because we have folks in front of us who have. Going through the variance process, who paid a fee to come through the variance process, and we have examples in the neighborhood of folks who haven't. And
it's certainly not our desire to
understood
put our neighbors on the
no,
spot.
And I know we've
I'm
had
concerned that you're going through a vetting process.
I understand.
I know we have had cases in the past with. Prior boards where there have been times where the neighbors have relied on the building that other neighbors have done only to find out that those neighbors did
yes.
not go through the proper channels.
Yes.
Not saying that's the case here, but
right.
it could be too.
Right. Right.
Further questions from the board? Is there anyone present who is in favor of this application? Is there anyone present who is in opposition of this application? Operator?
If there is anyone on the line in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial 5-star. I have Ann on the line, and the line is open.
Hello, this is Ann LaFleur. I'm calling you this evening to test the line.
Thank you, Ann.
You're welcome.
At this time, there is currently no one else on the line.
Thank you. If we are going to leave this open for that, should I close the public hearing?
Well, I think what we would do, if that was what the board was inclined to do, what I would suggest is that the record be left open for the limited purpose of allowing staff to conduct research on the existence and permitting of any sunroom, three-season room, porch additions within the New Seabury condominium in the Coastal Club subdivision, and report back to the board by I don't know if by December 13th, which would be our next meeting, and leave the record open for the applicant and any of the public to comment on that specific research only that would be reported back by staff. I don't know if that makes sense, but and then the board could review that, and certainly that would allow the applicants and anybody else who wished to comment on that, on those findings that staff makes. So you're given an opportunity to hear it and comment on it.
I would make that as a motion.
Second.
Motion and a second. Mr. Hastings?
Aye.
Mr. Werfel?
Aye.
Mr. Corman?
Aye.
Dr. Carson?
Aye.
And I too. So with a vote of 5-0, case number 12 627 has been left open for the limited purpose of staff research in the community, and comment just on that fact, those facts.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Case number